Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Monday, April 29th, 2024. The card we have is the Five of Swords. This one's labeled the Five of Tools, and it's from the Rustic Fortune Tarot by artist Roxana Paul. We have a few things going on today as we continue with our Capricorn moon. And in some ways, this card is kind of like another victory card, but different than yesterday's. Okay, so bear with me for a moment. But we've got a couple things going on here. Mars conjunct Neptune, which I mentioned yesterday, that's a very pleasant aspect, I believe, for the most part. Just watch out for those rose-colored glasses. Venus in the morning hours going home to Taurus. Yes, I love it. Now, as I said, the moon in Capricorn, it'll make a sextile to Saturn in Pisces, a square with Mercury in Aries, and a trine with Uranus in Taurus. Overall, doesn't have a bad feel for the day. There's a couple things here that I want to bring up insofar as Venus. That's the first thing that struck me when I saw the paintbrushes, because Venus loves beauty and artistic pursuits. Now, mind you, the card itself doesn't have an artistic look, but that doesn't mean you might not get bitten by the crafty, creative, artistic bug when Venus makes this move, because everything that has to do with beauty, from, you know, art itself to, you know, taking care of you and what will make you feel more beautiful, there's a lot going on here. Now, one of the things that bothers me a little bit, but I think the Mars conjunct Neptune will help soften that blow, is when we see this card, sometimes there are those who are like, you know, the means to an end, and they don't care what they have to do, who they have to climb over to make it happen. You know, to me, it's like you have to ask the question, victory at any cost, is it really victory? All right. How did you achieve this victory, or someone else perhaps over you? I always feel that if it represents any kind of a little bit of a battle, the person who doesn't engage in it and walks away is truly the winner. This is a practice you might not get or understand until you've tried it a few times, and then you realize that, you know, you don't need people taking your energy from you. And that's really all it is. So if there's any of this going on around you where people are, you know, up to something, doing something, and they're trying to defeat you somehow, let them have their win, whatever it is. Because in the long run, you are far better off without them. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.